family time, so she's not here today. And the good news is you don't have to listen to me give a sermon. We're doing a Lessons and Carols type of service today. So much of the service, including some of the prayers, will be done in song. And then there will be scriptures, but no actual sermon today. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us share signs of the peace of Christ with one another.
Peace of Christ. Peace of Christ.
Peace of Christ.
Peace of Christ.
Did the battery just go out?
That's what I thought. Okay, I'm going to have to get the other microphone.
Peace of Christ.
Please stand. Well, I am having There we go. Please stand as you are able for the call to worship. Come, let us sing to Yahweh.
Let us make a joyful noise to the
rock of our salvation. Let us come into the divine presence with thanksgiving.
Let us
make a joyful noise to God with songs of praise. It is good to give you thanks, O Yahweh, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O God, have made us glad by your work. At the works of your hands, we sing for joy. Please remain standing as we sing hymn number 1, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which will be found in the purple hymnal. Please be seated. God loves us and calls us each by name, knowing we are eternally forgiven and infinitely loved. Let us boldly confess our sins before God. Let us pray. O God, you call us to sing your song anew, yet we confess that sometimes we don't feel much like singing. Sometimes we just want to sing of the past. Other times we ignore the witness of your people singing out through the ages. Forgive us when we trap your good news in our preferred language, when we insist that your grace must be known through our approved tunes, when we limit your story to the good old days. Forgive us when our lips are sealed in protest or in fear. Forgive us when we keep our voices low and our feet firmly planted, refusing to join you in the song and dance of holy life. Open our lips, O God, that we may proclaim your praise. Amen. Beloved, God forgives your sins. Know that you are pardoned and be at peace to love the Lord and serve the world. Thanks be to God. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. Please stand as you are able for the response.
I just wanted to say thanks everyone again for coming, the brave, the true, the after Thanksgiving few. It's on here, it says it's going to be a solo, but feel free to sing along if you know the words.
He's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the wind and the rain. In his hands, he's got the wind and the rain. In his hands, he's got the wind and the rain. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little tiny baby. In his hands, he's got the little tiny baby. In his hands, he's got the little tiny babies. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Thank you.
Our prayer for illumination today will be hymn number 288 in the purple hymnal, Spirit of the Living God. Our first reading from the Hebrew Scriptures this morning is from the 18th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, the first six verses. Listen now for the word of the Lord. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, "Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words." So I went down to the potter's house, and there the potter was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, "Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done, says the Lord? Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." Our second reading this morning from the Hebrew Scriptures is from the 148th Psalm. It's very near the end of the Psalms in the Red Worship Book. We will read this responsively. I'll read the odd-numbered verses, and you will read the even. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights. Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars.
Praise the Lord, heaven and heavens.
Water. Let them praise the name of the Lord who commanded, and they were created.
Make them stand fast forever and ever. Give them the law that shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world.
Young men and maidens, old and young together.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over earth and heaven.
The Lord has raised up strength for the people, and praise for all faithful servants, the children of Israel, the people who are now in the Lord. Hallelujah.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We will sing three hymns of creation. They're listed in the bulletin. All are in the purple hymnal. Please note that we'll only be singing verses 1 and 2 in the first two hymns.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory.
This morning's first gospel reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, the 14th chapter, verses 22 through 33. Listen now for the word of the Lord. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, Peter became afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped Jesus, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The word of the Lord. Please stand as you are able for the hymn printed in this morning's bulletin. Our second gospel reading this morning is also from the Gospel of Matthew, this time from the 7th chapter, verses 24 through 27. Listen now for the word of God. "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. And when everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell, and great was its fall. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As indicated in the bulletin, we will be singing several different hymns as the prayers of the people. We will first begin with hymn number 472, Kumbaya, singing the first, second, and fourth verses. Our prayers for the world, our nation, and our city will be the first, fifth, and sixth verses of hymn number 343, Where Cross the Crowded Ways of Life.
Where sound the cries of praise and
Our prayers for the earth come from verses 1, 2, and 3 of hymn number 22, God of the Sparrow. Our prayers for the hungry and sick are verses 4, 5, and 6 of the same hymn. In our hearts, we all have people and places we are remembering and thankful for or grieving about. Please take a few moments to pray in silence the names that are inscribed on your heart. All this we pray in the name of the Christ child, who taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God calls us to be generous with our time, our talents, and our resources. If you have gifts to make to the one or the other of the churches, I don't believe we're going to be passing the plates today, but they're our plates at the back on the center aisle. I apologize. I did not put them out by all three doors. Thank you to Beth for putting the plates out by the doors, as I should have done. Now, if everyone will stand, we will celebrate God's gifts. Please remain standing. Our final hymn today will be hymn number 641, When in Our Music God is Glorified.
When in our music God is glorified.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord be kind and gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.